CBSI in the World, I'm John Batchelor with my professionals, David Drucker of the Washington Examiner, John Fund of the National Review Online. Mr. Fund, you have written of rich states, poor states, where after the pandemic, the President of the United States has taken the lead to remove his mask or recommending that it is possible now. Some states have not yet, waiting for the governors to decide. But in the meantime, there are large amounts of money sloshing around. Sometimes we talk of inflation. Sometimes we talk of government generosity. But the American people have not been spending as we like to for the last year. We've got a lot of reserve capital. Apparently, so do some state capitals. I mentioned California having billions and billions in the hands of Mr. Newsom. However, rich states, poor states also describe where people are voting with their feet. Can we discern a pattern, John?
Well, regarding Newsom, who now has a $75 billion surplus thanks to the federal largesse of the stimulus bill, we now can realize that in almost every case, the states that were saying they were going to go bankrupt if they didn't get a massive infusion of federal funds were frankly exaggerating. Newsom now has all of the money he could possibly need to literally buy his way out of a potential recall election in November. He'll simply flood Californians with cash. I mean, he is creating a new entitlement pre-kindergarten for four-year-olds, everybody in the state, you know, pre-kindergarten. Excuse me, the public schools in half the districts in California aren't yet open. And then he's taking credit for creating a new school year. I mean, this is an astonishing amount of chutzpah. But John, the real story here, of course, is that the economic lockdowns were the big problems for the economy, not the pandemic itself, as we've learned during previous Asian flu and Hong Kong flu pandemics in this country. We protected the vulnerable in those pandemics, and we allowed others to go to work and school. And that worked out in those cases, but not in this one. So now we have states that have opened up, like Florida and Utah and Texas, that are making enormous strides in economic growth and also attracting people moving out of states like New York, Vermont, and New Jersey that have put high taxes, crushing regulations on business, collapsed public pension programs as their economic model. So there's the census that just came out shows a continuing shift to states that have a growth model as opposed to a dependency model.
And this didn't exist before, John. Is that true? We didn't think of states as being on one side or the other of this divide. I mentioned, for example, some months ago, perhaps it was in 2020, there was a survey of small businesses saying Utah was the best place to start a small business. They weren't correlating it to the pandemic whatsoever. I'm thinking Utah got there first, and then the pandemic just highlighted why Utah has an advantage.
Well, there are nine states that lack an income tax, and they have always had much stronger economic growth than the states that have an income tax. But now the divide is becoming even bigger. You have, for example, New York State is dramatically increasing its income tax. And you have states like Mississippi that is moving towards eliminating its income tax. So clearly the gap between policies and the two models is growing. And so, too, are the number of moving vans that are leaving places like New York, where you are right now, in Connecticut and other states for, shall we say, friendlier and more welcoming climes to the South and West.
David, you have routine conversations with members of Congress, Senate and House. Do the members talk of these divides between states, and do members in Utah and Texas and Florida grin especially large when the matter of taxes comes up?
Well, this has been going on since time immemorial, at least, you know, during my time covering politics. You know, you regularly see competition between states arguing over whose business environment is better.
We have about a minute, David. 1 minute. Go ahead.
It's one of the things, in fact, that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was running the first time in the 2003 recall, vowed to do, make California a better place to do business. And then once he won, started putting up billboards in other states saying, come to California, it's better here. Seems far-fetched, but that was the point back then. And other governors, Rick Perry in Texas, later on Governor Rick Scott in Florida, responded with similar campaigns. and we have seen shifts in population. Sometimes they bring their liberal politics with them, even if they're going for better economic environs. So this is nothing new, but I do think the pandemic has accelerated some of this and put a spotlight on it.
David Drucker, Washington Examiner, John Fund, National Review Online. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.